there. In today's story, Jesus and his disciples are walking along the road to Capernaum. And what do you think? Some of them are arguing about who should be greatest when Jesus sets up his kingdom. When they arrived and got settled in a friend's house, Jesus took a little child into his arms and loved it and said,
"I've missed you, Ruth. Tell me, do you still love me?"
"I sure do. You've been gone a long time and I've missed you."
"Men, I heard you arguing as we walked along the road. I've got something to tell you. Notice this little child, how innocent and trusting she is. This child is not trying to make a big name for herself. She is ready to receive my love and readily returns my love. Now listen, whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same shall be greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
"Oh, Master, it is hard to be like you after being a fisherman for so many years."
"Unless you be converted and completely changed, Peter, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who receives a little child in my name receives me. But if they take a little child who believes in me and cause him to lose his faith, it would be better for that person to have a great stone tied around his neck and be drowned in the sea. Little children are very precious to my heavenly Father. Be careful how you treat these little ones, for in heaven their angels are forever looking at the face of my heavenly Father."
"I'm going to go to heaven someday because I believe in you, Jesus."
"Many things are going to happen, my child, but you just keep trusting in me and you will be in heaven."
Did you know that God really loves you with all his heart? He wants everyone to be in heaven with him. That's why he sent Jesus, his very own son, to die on the cross for our sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you and come into your heart, and he will come in. Let's ask him in now. "Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me and dying for me. I'm sorry for the wrong things I have done. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. I thank you for your gift to me of everlasting life. Amen."